So you are entering a time now when of most important thing is to resign all of the thoughts and reactions that make you small. This is not a time for woman to be small. It is a time for woman to be full and bright and loving and powerful. And you are the ones who are going to be putting those elements together. One of the real, heresies of the patriarchal structure is that it separated love and power. Love was very pretty but weak. Power was very strong but militant. And that particular separation has created the world that you live in today. And we are sure you know what we mean when you look around you, when you listen to what is on your news, as it is called. But when we begin to make this movement so that we bring love and power together as they were always intended to be, then we must look at the things that we might have gathered. This is not certainly a critical thing, but in a patriarchal structure, you have, of course, gathered some unfortunate habits. Certainly you know about a lot of them. You know about people-pleasing. You know about a lack of addressing yourself, what your core is, what is good for you, what you need, what is healthy for you, what is happy for you. We must give up that neglect. And we must give up this energy of surrender for no reason other than someone said to us, surrender. So surrender without any thought, without looking at what is at stake, without looking at what is important. These are some habits we are going to first weaken and then eventually discard. Now, we want you to notice that in this change that is happening for the world and waiting for woman to lead it, none of this requires perfection. It is simply not a requirement. One of the beautiful things about love in its powerful place is that it expects that there will be mistakes and corrections. It is understanding of what we are doing as we are growing. It is encompassing all of that and loving you even while you are in that. And that is what makes it safe to assume power in a new way. Love and power together mean that there is the support and the forgiveness and the release and the understanding, as well as the aiming and the creating, and the creating in the correct energy. You see, it is all coming together, but it is, what would you say, a different kind of patchwork quilt. It is not the quilt you have seen before. It is a quilt that is put together with love, which is stronger than anything else. Stronger than anything else. And so with ourselves, what we want to be careful about is that we are not returning to the old patterns. Once again, this is not a call for being critical of ourselves if we are people pleasing. It is not that. It is not a call to be critical if we surrender without thinking. It is simply to say it is time to become aware. To become aware of the way we are interacting, not only with ourselves, but with the world. And we are giving to you as quickly as we can the information that you need to restore yourselves, to bring yourselves back into alliance with the universe, with Mother God, to bring yourself home again, and to feel power not as an artificial thing, not as a byproduct of ego, but as a natural growth of truth, a natural support for love, a natural changing of the whole landscape, because the landscape has been ego-driven and war-driven for far too long. And we do not need to go to war about changing the landscape. We simply need to become the landscape. And everything that you do for yourself, every time you feel something and say, I know that that is what I feel, but I know it is not a truth about myself, I'm going to release it. I'm going to put love where that released place was. I'm going to see everything I need to see. And I'm going to move in a strong and creative way for a purpose. That is how the landscape is changed. And that is what you are here to do. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed.